Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today, Catherine, we're going to talk about knowing when it's time to leave your job.
Ooh,
I love this topic. Yeah, I really love it because it's like knowing when, it's hot. It's knowing when to leave a party also, you know,
well,
it's like
I was
when
gonna
it's
say,
over.
True. Or when to leave a relationship if you're in my situation.
Well, it is a relationship of a sort. So yes, you know, and some people stay too long at the party. And they stay too long in relationships.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have two questions, one involving an individual who feels no longer heard on the job. That's a good sign.
Painful.
Maybe time to go. And the other concerning a manager who may have to let a longtime employee / friend go or, you know, push him along.
Yeah. This is one. I'm really looking forward to answering these questions, but I'll just say, generally speaking, it's a tough topic because it's hard to admit that your time somewhere, anywhere may be over. And a lot of people don't like goodbyes, they don't like completion, and they don't like change.
Yeah. I'm the complete opposite. What about you? Like, I like to...
You like to just jump out of
there. I'm a bolter. I bolt out of things before I probably should sometimes.
Unfortunately, I'm more the tenacious barnacle type.
You'll stick around.
Yeah.
What about you, Logan?
I think I'm more on Catherine's side, but it's also really dependent upon the situation.
Right.
I've bolted before.
Yes. If I sense that someone or something doesn't want me, I'm out of there.
Uh-huh.
But if I think something, I just need to improve it a little bit, then I'll get into improvement mode.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's see. I'm moving on.
Moveon.org.
All the time. Okay. So what's our first question, Logan?
I've been working in a large pharmaceutical company for 10 years in the packaging department. I feel like I'm doing my job, but I don't feel like I'm being heard. I've been left out of a few key meetings. People used to come to me for advice. They don't anymore. When I speak up at meetings, our new department head often cuts me off. Should I be looking for another job?
Yes. Yes. Is there any other answer?
There is no other answer, but I would like to put it in context.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, first of all, this is horrible to go through. It feels disgusting at the time, and it feels very rejecting. And you don't know what you did wrong. But to me, the key term here is that the new department head often cuts me off.
Right. Mm. Right. Well, there is a possibility that, you know, this person is on a fast track and maybe this is temporary.
Yeah.
And they may be moving on to another department soon and then things will go back to normal. That's possible.
Possibly.
Like, I think that that probably happens in the government in certain...
Well, government have total flip with election changes, right? So when a Democratic mayor comes in, everyone's job is up for grabs again.
Right.
But you understand that if you work in a political environment.
Or even if it's not political, if you work in a union, let's say, sometimes these situations are temporary. That temporary could be 5 years, but it does it does shift. But I think at a pharmaceutical company... That's not the case.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact is, when we say new department head, what we really mean is it's new leadership, which means new culture, which means old timers are often less likely to be valued and listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I think you just, you always want to keep your life fresh, I think. Well, this is me. I'm the bolter.
Yeah.
And I think... It just seems that this person may be very comfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe they've become a little complacent at this job. And now somebody new comes in and sees they're not, you know, star quality.
A go-getter.
Yeah, that they're comfortable. And so they're not, they don't have the respect that they once had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually know individuals who are stellar, but it still happens to them.
Well, that could be.
It can happen. And I think the thing that's difficult is to acknowledge, to see, to know what you know, so to speak. Like if you realize the leadership has changed, the values have changed, and I am being overlooked, then what do you do, Kathy?
I mean, I would speak up.
I'm like, being overlooked here. Yeah,
exactly. Over
I've
here.
I've got seven resumes out, but I don't want to be overlooked. Both things at once.
I get active. Get really active.
Get busy.
Yeah, get busy. Show up more. Start taking on projects. Be more visible.
And actually, you may just want to be more visible, generally speaking, right, within the organization or perhaps within the pharmaceuticals. If you are thinking, it's likely I'll need to move on if I don't get attention soon, right?
Yeah. I mean, no matter what industry you're in, you should be participating in that industry's conferences so that you do have other contacts if this happens and you may want to see what your other opportunities are.
Right.
I always say to people also, just go on an interview. That's usually a good cure. You'll either get excited or you'll get scared to death, one of them, and you know, want to stay where you are. So, but definitely, if you're being overlooked, you have to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
You have to get more visible.
Get more visible.
But I think what happens...
From a number of angles, you're saying.
Right. I can't get specific because I don't know what, you know, what would be the case for most people.
Yeah.
But you do have... If you're being overlooked, the chances are you're somewhat invisible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion is to really start to read the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, try to understand if this isn't just about me, what's actually going on. In some cases, a new leader will want to just clean out the department.
They want to bring their friends in.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with you.
Has nothing to do with you. In another case, you may be someone who's paid a high salary and they're mm-hmm. cutting costs. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, you're just seen as a financial liability.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking, which we don't want to do, right? Usually what we do is we hunker down mm-hmm. and we work harder and we get kind of ticked because no one's appreciating us. And then we get fired.
Right.
Or laid off or something. Yeah.
So we've given lots of possibilities here of what could be going on. But the truth is you should always be looking at that one question. Have I stayed too long?
Uh-huh. Mm.
And that's really sort of the theme for today also is like, have I stayed here too long?
And there's some signs and symptoms of that.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you're at a particular job, even though it may be very good in the industry, I don't know that they're doing... the most current, you know,
I was gonna
technologies.
Say,
so it's good to just try other companies and see what other people are doing or go out and take some classes or some industry-wide classes or something because your value may be lacking there mm-hmm. and you may need to upscale. But this is something that everybody should always be thinking about.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you may know that you've stayed somewhere too long when a new system is introduced and you don't want to learn it, you know?
Right.
When
changes occur and you don't like it.
Yeah. And you find yourself resisting and not learning or jumping in or going to take a class to build your skill base.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a real indication that time to goa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard because you do want to get comfortable and know that your job is your home, but it's not. The workplace is not like that.
They're all mobile homes now.
That's right. It's true. They really are.
21st century workplace. Yeah. On the go.
Right. So, you know, this is kind of sad in a way, but it can happen.
Well, yeah.
So you really have to figure that out. Like you said before, Catherine, I think you're right. You have to figure out what is your true value there, and is it time to move on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And is there something you've always wanted to do that you haven't been doing? Maybe a completely different kind of job that you could take actions to start building your capabilities there.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Go to the boss and find out what's going on here?
No. I'm saying watch.
There's Kathy wanting to jump in there. Like, what's going on?
Getting left I notice out you're ignoring meetings. Me at meetings. So what exactly is going on? No, I don't think that usually helps too much.
Really?
No. Have you done that very often?
I've never had to, but I have had people do that. I have had clients go and say, why was I ignored or why are my ideas no longer of any interest?
Were the responses
and they find
positive
out
or no?
Many times many they have been. Okay.
Well, okay. I think the way you ask that question,
of course,
is which is one of the things that you always help people with, right? Is you give them the words to say it's not because if it's just why aren't you listening to me anymore, then you sound whiny, right?
Well, whining at work is never recommended.
That is not a high road technique.
No, it doesn't work.
Right. So there's a way. How would you say it, pose it in a way that sounds constructive, so to speak?
Well, I think you can take responsibility and mm-hmm. say, I'm getting the sense that my work is not being valued right now. Now, that may be my imagination, but I don't believe so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'd really like some honest feedback.
There we go. Yeah. I'd like some honest feedback.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get it, usually. And then you can make a decision based on that.
Right.
But usually what I've heard from my clients is they were surprised to find out the problem that was happening was not about them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was about something else. Well, this change is coming down. Right. We have to lay off people. We don't know who it is. We're looking, you know, so we're being very quiet. I mean, you don't always know.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. When I say look and see what's really happening, I'm speaking from that perspective as well. And there are things you can't know, but there are plenty of things that I find we do know, you mm-hmm. do see, we just don't want to acknowledge.
Right.
You know?
Right. But I think this whole idea of knowing when it's time to leave, that should be more internal. When is it time for you to leave so that you can continue on your growth path personally and professionally?
Right. And actually, here's another thing to look at, because I was just thinking about a situation where a leader came in and he spoke a really good game, but the people he had around him were really cutthroat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so in that situation, you're seeing who is this person surrounding you with. If that doesn't go with your value system, right. then it's time to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's another case.
Yeah.
So knowing when it's time to go, if you're the kind of person that stays too long in a relationship or stays too long at a party, then this may be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and so for someone like me, it's about that I have to notice that I'm feeling increasingly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't usually stay too long at parties, but that's
don't.
No. I was taught that the middle of the fun is the best time to leave.
In the middle of the fun?
Middle of the fun.
Really?
That's an Irish Catholic thing.
It is?
I guess you can look at the pictures the next day and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I start to get a little bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my sign. Okay, yeah. I'm a little bored. The party's over for me.
Do you say that to the host or hostess?
No.
Hey, the party's over for me. Thanks for a good time.
I have a standard line.
You've been here 10 minutes. You just got here. What do you mean?
My standard line is I have a very early appointment. So everybody must know that by now that knows me. I've got to get up really early, so I'm going to go now. No one ever can tell us that. They don't say pull out your calendar. They never challenge it.
See, what I like to say is I'm so drunk I can't get myself home, so I'm calling a cab. How's that for a good exit line? Lying, I'm lying. I'm making it up. I don't say that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, let's just take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with question number two.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, Logan, what's our next question?
I run a large nonprofit association and I have an employee who I don't know what to do with. This person has been working for me for 15 years, so I feel a certain amount of loyalty. At the same time, this employee's work product has become rather stale. I see no interest in learning new skills or broadening their knowledge base. My boss recently told me that it's time to have this individual move on. What do I say to my loyal but static employee?
Ah, this is the other side of that coin.
This is tough.
Oh, boy.
This is really tough. Well, first you have a stiff drink.
During the day at your desk.
I have a was thinking about my old boss, Mr. Cook, who was an alcoholic. I was thinking about him a lot the other day. May he rest in peace.
Right? Oh, my God.
I wouldn't be talking about him if he was still alive. And he would start drinking by noon every single day. And how, anyway, wow. I don't know what made me think about him, but I'm thinking a lot about him. But anyway, that he would have a strong drink before he had to meet with anybody about anything.
Exactly. He'd have a strong drink before he came to work.
Take it from Mr. Cook. Just get a nice stiff.
This is the Mr. Cook approach.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you have to approach this person as a mentor. Because you've developed a nice relationship with them. You probably know them really well and how capable or not capable they are. So you can have a kind of, you know, mentor approach, which is you might do better somewhere else. But I mean, that's the last thing you say. First, you would say, you know, these are the things that I see that are so strong about you. And these are the things I think you need to work on.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, maybe give a story about somebody that left and did so much better, or somebody that moved on into a new industry. Yeah. You know, you have to put some thought into this, but the whole idea is to approach this person as a mentor, not as a boss.
And then you say, as your mentor, I think it's time to go. Or you could
you
do
weave it in and say, have you thought about?
Yeah.
Have you thought about?
That's interesting. I was thinking two things. One is that that would certainly be a first approach, I think. And also finding out, and I guess I'm saying this because I'm more focused on the emotional. Really, are you happy here right now? Because usually when someone is static.
That sounds like a divorce. Are you really happy?
I'm wondering. You could ask it in a wondering capacity. You know, I'm just wondering how satisfied you are with the work you're doing and what are your goals going forward. I would actually want to see if they have any professional development goals for themselves in their current position, more from a business tool perspective, because if there are no professional developmental goals, then that becomes part of a conversation as well.
So I would just be careful asking someone if they're happy at work, because I could just see, you know, I mean, the blood pressure rising, you know, like, oh my God.
Every problem that's in the coffee machine doesn't work and somebody keeps eating my sandwich. And
you think they'll hear it as an exit cue or something?
It's the beginning of you're fired. That's the opening sentence. So this may not be one conversation. This may be
this is a series
of conversations. I was just thinking of our friend Carol Lowe, who's an HR expert. She would be perfect at knowing how to lay this out.
Right.
You know, people that are in HR sometimes know that.
Right. Well, performance evaluation would be interlaced in these conversations as well, right?
Well,
I mean, you've got to
hope.
Do some level of due diligence. To use
I would hope that along the way that this has been brought up, but many times it isn't.
Yeah.
Or many times, you know, look, the world is moving very fast. Maybe technology has changed and this person is not keeping up.
Yeah.
You know, and the company's changing. So, and it could be from the last time they had their performance review to now. They're just become stale. And they're not grasping, or maybe they're going through personal problems and they're not really present at work. That's another thing that happens.
A lot.
Because people have personal problems, don't they? And then they go to work.
They do.
And they bring them.
Well, and also sometimes they are finished with the job and they just can't admit it to themselves, right?
Because it's they're there.
Because they're there and they're afraid to take the next move and they're afraid to really grow.
Yeah, or look for a job. They may not get one.
And then they fear they won't get one.
They'd have to really show up at that new job for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to change jobs if you're that kind of a person, if you're not on a really upward, mobile, quick path.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is something that bosses...
You've got a big job ahead of you, buddy. That's all we have to say.
No, if your boss says move that person along, that's you got to do
gotta
that.
You got to start a move.
You have to do that because it's going to reflect poorly on you.
Well, so I would say in addition to the mentor conversation, visit your HR specialist and find out what the actual steps are to take this person out. I mean, you
Google
have to find out what it is.
How do you tell somebody they have to leave? So a client of mine got an email from her boss's boss recently with two job openings that would be good for her.
Uh-huh.
And
from
that
her
was
boss's boss.
Yes.
Wow.
That was a clear indication we want you to leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really subtle, passive-aggressive wow. message.
Right. Well,
she was very upset.
Yeah. Mm. That would be a really tough way to hear that or yeah. to learn that.
Yeah. I think it was really passive-aggressive, but my response to her was, so let's apply.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say, well, were any of the job offers good? Because yeah, and just apply. And
yeah, one of them I think she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if that is a way that some people will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also think that part of it is making clear what the expectations are now going forward. If it was perhaps mm-hmm. originally the job was, it was fine just to do whatever this individual is doing, mm-hmm. right?
But it's changed.
But if it's changed, then you really need to lay that out mm-hmm. and find out, are you game? Do mm-hmm. you want to do this job as it is now?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's part of it, too. And for the manager, I mean, what happens, I think, internally is you probably feel guilty. It feels like you're leading someone to slaughter if you mm-hmm. know them well and you know they've been loyal. It's a very tough thing to do. So in a way, business tools and HR and job descriptions and expectations will help you get clear on why you have to let this person go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just to sort of sum up for the individual, if you're wondering, is it time for me to leave a job, I think you have to ask yourself some key questions,
mm-hmm.
like, have I stopped growing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really engaged?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are my skills as up to date as they should be? And am I getting that here at this job?
Yeah.
And am I happy?
Am I happy?
You ask yourself
that. Am I happy? And have they changed the locks on the building door without telling you? That could be one indication. I don't know. Sometimes.
Yeah, because passive aggressive does happen.
It does. Is my parking space suddenly missing? Yeah, those right. kinds of things. But yes, Kathy, you're right. Those are excellent questions to ask yourself. And the sooner you see it, it's always easier if you see it before they do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not acceptable anymore to stay at a company from cradle to grave. I mean, that unless it's government, that's not acceptable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to change your job. 10 years sounds like a very long time to me mm-hmm. for someone to be at a job.
Mm-hmm. And if they get a promotion within those 10 years and are still in the same company, is that still making forward movement of some kind?
I think if they've had several jobs, that's correct. That looks like several jobs. That's
yeah.
okay. But I'm thinking this particular person today did not.
Yes.
But I still think you have to ask yourself those questions and
yeah.
Tell yourself the truth. Have I been here too long?
Yeah. Mm. The other piece is to keep building your networks, which people
always
hate to do.
They do?
Yes, they do.
I don't understand.
Or they often
that.
Forget to do it.
Sure.
You get so busy in your
right,
your
and especially
and
if you're a mature worker, and I'm not saying age. I'm saying if you're a veteran, skilled person at whatever it is you do, you don't want to go to any of the new meetups or mm-hmm. the associations very often aren't that interesting to you. So you have to look for maybe topic-specific task force or conferences or events that you are willing to go to
mm-hmm.
to meet new people.
Yeah. Always. And especially even within the company.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. those people leave. You want to put them on LinkedIn. They may take you with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your professional network is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So love it.
And don't stay too long at the party. And that's it for this show.
Thank you.
Yes. Tweet us your tips about when it's time to leave a job to AskK2. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice. We're also on
Stitcher
and
SoundCloud.
Bye.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.